is called the Dirt Doctor. You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We talk about gardening, is what the show's all about here, but a lot of other related things as well. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. Those of you around the country that are old hands, welcome back. Telephone number, same as always, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. 7-8. Got a lot to talk about in Howard's garden and going zone. We'll work in calls as we go. Whenever you want to jump on here, just come on board. I need to start with the pig update, the wild boars that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. I had told you that Sid Miller, the Commissioner of Agriculture, was going to be on today. And he's not, but he is going to be on next week. He just, for whatever reason, wanted to wait. Maybe it was the change day. Some people may still be in bed because it's time to change the clocks an hour today if you forgot about that. Well, anyway, we'll have Commissioner Sid Miller with us next week and talk about the big problem. It's a really big problem here in Texas and Oklahoma and several other states too. The wild boars taking over agricultural land and doing a lot of destruction. A little update on it. His office had recommended a plan of putting out a poison, warfarin, which is a blood thinner, but it's used as a rat poison, and it apparently is effective on these wild boars. And whoever did the research on it came up with the idea that it was totally safe and not a problem, and anybody ought to be able to use it. He set up a situation where you had to, in Texas, you had to be licensed to handle the poison, and you had to put it out in a specifically designed contraption, trap, bait dispenser, whatever, and it's apparently very effective on the hogs. One of the questions I'll have for him when we get together is how many people are going to take the time to go through that, jumping through hoops to be able to put the stuff out, and is it going to really help control the problem or not? Of course, the other questions are about secondary kill, danger to livestock, danger to people, and all that kind of a thing. There's also a product called sodium nitrate that's apparently better than the warfarin. And he and I talked briefly about it by telephone. He's all for it. He says it's a great product, but it's not labeled for that use. It's not legal to use it that way. So that may be something we can talk about, how we can get involved and help. The other thing that we'll talk about is that he brought it up too. He's interested in state of Texas getting more involved in organics than the last administration did. So I was delighted to hear that. But anyway, we'll be visiting with him next week, not this week. My tea, very simple. I used a base that was just an organic herb tea that we had at the house, but very small amount of it, and then lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, and honey, a natural raw honey, and it's a very nice tea. The SPCA report goes like this. We need some help with Cameron from last week because he didn't get adopted yet. And Cameron's a good-looking dude. He's a pit bull mix, 7-year-old brindle and white pit bull, 57 pounds. And the report on him you can read on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Sounds like a really good dog. This week's dog is really interesting. It is a Chihuahua mix, and Paisley is a 5-year-old black and white and tan Chihuahua mix, 12 pounds. She was surrendered January 22nd. Her previous owners were moving and couldn't take her with them for some reason. She's really sweet, loves to sit in laps, and And interesting, she's got a funny little overbite, it looks like. But she's cool. You can see all these dogs that are available, the ones that are currently available, that they're specifically wanting us to talk about on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button there on the homepage of the website. And this feature is brought to you every week by Espoma. Espoma, maker of wonderful products for your lawn and garden. And the Pets Paws program that they have, encouraging people to stay free of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, is one of the things that Espoma has going. Espoma.com, you can find more information there. We're delighted to have them on board because their products are available very well across the country. Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A, Espoma.com. Okay, let me see what is next on the agenda here. Oh, by the way, the contest picture is up. I have not looked on my phone yet or online to see anybody's making guesses. This one has got to be easier than last week. We had trouble last week. We went all the way through the show and into maybe even the next day. I can't remember. It was probably later on Sunday before the tree got identified. If you tried and still haven't seen what the answer is, that big deciduous tree that everybody had trouble guessing was a cottonwood. And it had a very un-cottonwood-like form. It looked more like an American elm or some kind of a more spreading tree. Cottonwoods, as a lot of you know, tend to be pretty upright in growth. And Judy and I saw it on a walk down at White Rock Lake one day, and not too long ago. And I had to go over to it and look under the tree to figure out what it was myself to see the cottonwood leaves all over the ground, because it is a very distinctive shape. It's there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, down there and with all the pictures kind of below the middle of the page. And it will contact you to the entry in the library about cottonwood. Cottonwood's a tree we don't really recommend. It's an extremely dramatic tree in some cases. On projects in the past, when I've been the landscape architect, I've left them in some cases and recommended that they be left. It really depends on the size of the property. I try to encourage people not to have them near houses. They can be dangerous by dropping gigantic limbs and even blowing over. That for a great big tree, they are relatively slow growing. Plus, the females have a real maintenance problem, and that's when they're blooming in the spring. That white fuzzy stuff that gets all over your air conditioners and everything, that's where it comes from. It's from female cottonwood trees. Ask me how I know. We have a neighbor across the street has a gigantic one, so we have that stuff all over our neighborhood. And it's a little bit of a problem. We put up screens around our AC units. If you have cottonwood blowing around your area, you need to be careful and keep it vacuumed off the ACs and other equipment, because it really can clog up things. Fall color sometimes can be really pretty on cottonwoods, brilliant yellow. Where it belongs is down in beside creeks and rivers and in lowland areas where they get plenty of water, not up around residential property. There's a few in Dallas. There's one not too far from our office that probably has a caliper of close to 4 feet. It's really a big one, and it used to have just a gigantic limb hanging over the house, right over this small frame house. Somebody talked the owners at some point into taking it off. It was a limb that was probably pushing 18 inches in diameter, maybe not quite that big, 15 to 18 inches. I mean, it was a really big limb. Probably 18. It was good size. They took that off, and now the weight is going the other way, so a bad windstorm wouldn't probably wouldn't take it down on the house, but would take it the other way. But if you do have big cottonwoods or any big trees that are close to the house, you need to look at those kind of things. I don't have any problem with good quality trees being pretty close to the house as far as roots go and people worrying about foundations and all that, unless you have a foundation that's cracked or a leak under the house or something like that. But when you have something like a cottonwood that can literally fall apart and all, you need to be careful. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. A little break here, and then we'll be back and get into Howard's garden and a few other things. So don't go away. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
With you, let's talk about the newsletter just a second. We had an interesting newsletter. Hopefully all our newsletters are interesting. Best thing about them is they're free. All you have to do is sign up on dirtdoctor.com or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Either way, the current one, the one that just went out, is about tomatoes. And I decided to do it because I was getting the usual questions that I get at this time of the year about what can you do that's a prophylactic way of controlling the diseases that always hit tomatoes, referring to early blight is what most people are talking about. Some people incorrectly ID the browning at the bottom and then moving up the plant as spider mites or something else. But it's usually early blight. Sometimes it's confused with southern blight. They're very similar, and they're both fungal diseases, and they both have the same solution. So we put the solution there, mixing the cornmeal in the soils, basically the most important thing that you can do. That's a preventative type of thing. Put the whole ground cornmeal into the soil at 2 pounds per 100 square feet or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And it works beautifully. And then the other things you can do include spraying. When you first see the browning start to happen, or you can even do this as a preventative before you see it if you want to, you can spray with hydrogen peroxide products. You can do your own. All the formulas and everything are on the website in the library under hydrogen peroxide. You can buy commercial products like BioSafe or BioWash. They work great on that. Also, a fungicide spray, organic one, that works terrific is milk. Put a cup of milk in a gallon of water, and you can mix some of these things together if you want to, too. In fact, you can use Garrett juice as the base on all of them and get foliar feeding benefits as well as the disease control. There are some other commercial products out there. There's one called Serenade that I hear good things about. I don't have a lot of experience with it. But that's what the newsletter is about. It gives you that information in detail and then links to the entire tomato entry in the library, which I have updated now. And I also updated the varieties that I recommend. And they range from the big tomatoes, which are fine to grow. I'd grow some of them, some of the ones that are the more medium-sized, the indeterminate ones. The Super Fantastic is one of my favorite ones that you'll see in that list. and then all the way down to the cherry tomatoes and the little bitty currant tomatoes, which I just love because they're so easy to grow. They're great for kids. You can grow the currant tomatoes in containers, in beds. They will come back from seed. They'll kind of naturalize almost in some situations. They come red or yellow. And some of the other yellow ones that I recommend are in that list, too. So check it all out. If you don't get the newsletter, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and go to the newsletter part of the site there, and you'll see it's the current one. If you want to get our newsletter, just sign up right there on the homepage. And if you've got some other tips on varieties or techniques or anything like that, let us know. We're more than open-eared and open-minded to get tips from people. In fact, I was talking to Bob on his show, Bob Webster on his show yesterday, as I always do on Saturday mornings, and we were talking about tomatoes and talking about this. He brought up this newsletter. He had already seen it. And it came up that we both like fertilizers that have alfalfa as one of the ingredients in the organic fertilizer. And I told him that years ago I met a lady and her husband that, in fact, she was on my show a couple of times talking about tomatoes. And they really specialize in growing tomatoes on a pretty large scale. And their technique for fertilizing was very simple. They used alfalfa pellets, you know, rabbit food, as the fertilizer, and that's all they used. And they put a blot, they would kind of pile it around the base of the tomatoes and let it slowly break down over time, and they had just beautiful production. I think they maybe did a little compost tea foliar spraying as well, but that's a technique that you might want to try if you haven't been successful in what you've done in the past. Any of the organic fertilizers and techniques and all will work. You just need to experiment around and see what works best for you and your situation. We in Howard's Garden got things going yesterday in a big way. Judy has an event coming up, so we started planting some new things, moving some things around, had a few plants that didn't make it through the tremendous temperature drop that we had. I was just experimenting to see how tough they could be. I did something pretty stupid. I left all my little ginkgo trees in containers out. I have quite a number, some just individual trees, and then in about three different containers, I just planted a little forest of them in these containers. They all came back, no problem at all. They're all leafed out or leafing out as we speak. The one, it was interesting, the one that came out first was the one nearest our house, and our house is so poorly insulated that a little bit of the heat from the house, I'm sure, kept that one warmer, and that was the reason that one was the fastest. We're pulling dead leaves off the big bay that I've been telling you about for a long time. It's been outside for over 35 years. It's fine. It did get some cosmetic damage, some burned foliage on the western side. And new buds are swelling, and it's doing great. More on In Howard's Garden, whatever else you'd like to talk about when I get back. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Everybody's sleeping in this morning, I got a feeling, so it's a good opportunity for you to do a couple of things. One is to win the contest. Nobody's made a guess on the picture. The picture's on DirtDoctor.com. Those images on the top of the homepage there rotate. If they're not rotating, sometimes they'll stop depending on what you've clicked on first. And if they're not rotating, just click on those buttons that are down at the bottom, and it'll usually be, I think the contest photograph will be the last button on the right, and identify the plant and win one of our natural organic certification courses, which we have been having a lot of fun with. Back to In Howard's Garden, one of the things that we decided to do, I looked at the long range weather forecast to see what the weather guessers were saying, and we decided to go ahead and start pulling some plants out of the greenhouse that are less than hardy, some of the tropical things. And we pulled out a Boston fern hanging basket, we pulled out a staghorn fern, put it, hung it, and moved several other things out, pulled the extra layer of plastic off the greenhouse. Then I got up this morning to take Tater out to the greenhouse and shivered and looked at the temperature. It's 44 degrees. So we may have jumped the gun. They can certainly stand that kind of temperature, but it, if it gets much lower than that, we may have a little bit of a problem. But we had fun yesterday. We planted a bunch of petunias. We planted some euphorbias that are just really cool. I'll be showing you them. It's a plant I've never, this particular kind of euphorbia, really beautiful evergreen, and And I've never grown it before. Tried it out just last season, one plant, and it came through all that freeze without batting an eye. So I'm looking at it more seriously, and I'll give you more info on that as we go. There's a new aloe vera that I put in some pots that I picked up that I've probably seen before, but I never noticed the name and didn't have one around the place. But it's an aloe vera that has real spiky leaves. They're pretty, and they're not dangerously hard thorns or anything, but it is a little spiky looking. And it's called Hedgehog. And it's a real pretty thing. I got some that were in bloom. By the way, aloe vera across the board, the regular aloe vera. This isn't aloe vera. This is another aloe, actually, but similar to aloe vera. All of the aloes have really interesting flowers. And when you have the flowers, you can do two things. If you let the flower go and open and you know enjoy the color and all that, that's fine. If you want the energy to go into the leaves and the plant get bigger quicker, if you're using it medicinally or whatever, just like on any plant, break the stem of the flower off. I'll let them go because I think they're so interesting looking and pretty as well. So let's see what else we had going. We put, as you know, we had a mole problem on our house and had to go through mole remediation. We killed the sprinkler system in the raised beds in front of the house, and we were going to try to water them by hand, and that just didn't work out. Plus, you're still putting water in there, whether you're watering by hand or with the irrigation system. So we've taken that out and changed those beds over to the Tejas rock, which is a dark gray basalt, which if you've seen photographs of the front yard listening to any of my lectures or anything, you know that that's the walkway system that we have in the front yard as well. If you're doing a gravel walkway, it's a gravel to look into because basalt is so dense and it's so heavy that it stays in place really well. It'll splash out some, obviously, but nothing like pea gravel. You know, how pea gravel, you walk on it, drive on it, it moves all over the place. The basalt really holds in place, like the decomposed granite to a degree, but it's just a completely different color. It's a dark gray. It gets darker with age, probably picks up some algae or whatever, and it, as it ages, gets a little bit darker and a little bit darker. And when it's wet, it's almost black. It's really pretty. What else did we do? We've been some of the plants I left out in containers to see if they would make the winter and didn't. One was a seems like there were two. One was a little bitty butterfly weed that I thought I would leave in a container and see if it made it, and it was just too small a container. Froze the roots and it died. And then another plant that was beautiful last year that I'll buy more and plant more, but I wanted to see if this one would last outside in a container, and it's called Russellia, and it's also called the firecracker or the cigarette or cigar. Some people call it cigar bush, cigar plant. It's got a bunch of different common names, but Russellia is the genus. If you haven't tried it yet, you should, because it is it's a beautiful fern-like perennial, and then it flowers the entire growing season. It's just terrific. And so treating it in zone 8 like we are, if it's in pots, you probably need to treat it like an annual. Those of you that are warmer climates, zones 8 and 9, it'll certainly perform as a long-term perennial for you, and it is a really, really beautiful plant. So give it a try. I saw something on the highways I was going to point out to you, and I'd really like to get some kind of program going about this. This is another topic that we might talk with Sid Miller about. It's a little bit out of his area, but he may know who to talk to and what we should do. I got pretty strong drift of Roundup into my car a couple days ago. because I was driving down the road, and a landscape contractor, it was a Good Earth Landscape Company, so obviously it was a contract with the state or with the county, and they had a spray truck that was spraying, obviously, a herbicide, but because it was, you know, spraying it on the real pretty green grass that was growing on the side of the road that wasn't a problem at all. It looked good, actually, you know, the winter grasses. But it was blasting it so hard it was kind of vaporizing, and, you know, you're getting the smell of it, and that was delightful to see. But we really needed some kind of a program opposing that kind of thing, because it's such a waste of money, and it's a toxic deal, the Roundup and or whatever. Sometimes the state also sprays what's called SU herbicide, sulfonylurea, and those things will be phytotoxic to good plants at parts per billion. Real strong part of air pollution and shouldn't be being used at all. And that and Roundup, I think, are the two main things that they use. And the SU herbicides really shouldn't be being used around water streams, you know, creeks and rivers and lakes and things like that, because of the danger to fish, wildlife, and all that sort of thing. So trying to get some of that change, one would save money, because here's what they do. They spray those herbicides on weeds, and then you'll notice in the same area some weeks later, they're mowing the dead grass. So my thought always has been, especially with the cool season things, you know, mowing them down really stops them pretty well, and the green color's not bad anyway. Let's leave out the spraying and just do the mowing. Scott has called in from Wilson, Oklahoma, so let's see what he's up to, and then we'll get back to some of that talk. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got our place looks like a jungle. We got trees galore, and they're big, but our oak trees are getting gray up the side of them, and they just start dying.
Gray up the side? Is that what you said?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, a lot of people see that gray. It's actually lichen, and it doesn't hurt anything at all. It's just kind of an interesting-looking thing. It's a little bit like the slime mold that you see growing on mulch on the ground sometimes. and in this case, I wouldn't even recommend doing anything about it. On the slime mold, you can scratch it or rough it up, and if it's growing up on little seedlings. But the lichen on the side of the trees is no problem at all. So we got something else going on with your trees. What kind of trees are they?
They're oak.
What kind of oak are they? Do you know?
We got post oak. It's just there's a variety. They've been here ever since the beginning of time, I think.
Well, what happened across Texas? I'm sure up into Oklahoma, same thing. Maybe even more so. When the last several years, we've had some incredible droughts, as you know. And those droughts have really hurt the post oaks and the blackjack oaks, which tend to grow in sandy soil. And when you have droughts, real strong droughts going on in sandy soil, what happens is that moisture level just gets deeper and deeper in the soil. Well, most of the roots of a tree, of any tree, even trees that people think have big tap roots, most of the roots are up in the top foot to 18 inches of soil. There's some that go deeper and help bring up water and nutrients and things, but the bulk of the roots are way up there in the shallow part of the soil. When that gets totally dry, it can kill the post oaks, and that's what's happened in a lot of cases. And so that's probably at least part of what is wrong with your trees. I would recommend on any that are valuable to you more so than others is that one, and it's not as big a deal right now because we've had a lot of rain and it's been spaced out pretty well, but if we get into droughty situations again, try to give some supplemental water to those trees, even though they're native trees. And then two, any of the trees that you really care about, you apply that entire sick tree treatment, as we call it, which means aeration and the application of all the amendments that we use for bed preparation. But the lichen, Scott, is not detrimental in any way. In fact, I think it's kind of decorative myself.
Yeah, so this is just gray. I mean, it's, and then the leaves hung on all through the winter on the one that's dying.
Well, that's probably what happened. It probably got dry, and if they did and the root system died, they're goners. There's no question about it. If the gray is some other kind of gray, it's in turning to a dark color and kind of recessed into the bark, that's what's called hypoxylon canker, and that can help kill the tree, push it over the edge, but it's not the thing that made the tree sick and got the tree in trouble in the first place. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with us on the show is 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Nancy, and then I'll get back to my stuff that I haven't finished there yet. Nancy in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Good. We're having a search for what would be ideally a Japanese maple, but we want to put it in front of a red brick house that also has dark green shrubbery behind it. So we're looking for something very small, but not really something that would only be red, maybe something limey green.
Well, my favorite Japanese maples are not red, Nancy. I'm not a fan of the Japanese maples that stay red all summer long as much as most people are. I think, you know, having one or some is fine and they're interesting, but my favorites are the ones that are lime green in the summer. Let me tell you what to try to track down here. You're going to probably have to go online to do this because the nurseries are not going to have this available. I don't think I'd be surprised. What you want to look for is one of two things, either some dwarf Japanese maples that are the specs on them say that they're green, they're not red, and they're available. They're out there. In fact, I planted one in a container myself in my backyard many years ago. The other thing that you want to look into is species plants of Japanese maple. In other words, not hybrids, just the original species, because they are not only lime green all summer, but they have green bark as well. At least, you know, part of the tree is green. There'll be a combination of brown and green. And then the third thing is they have spectacular fall color. So, you know, it's the one that is the farthest away from what a lot of people are looking for. They're looking for the really deep cut leaves and the red color and all that kind of thing. The species plant has the regular leaf. It's still a fairly deeply cut leaf. There's pictures on my website under Japanese maple in the library that shows it. But that's what you want to look for. You want to look for either some dwarfs, and some are really dwarf. They'll really stay very, very small. look for the ones that have green color. And if you look for the species plants, they get big, but you can put them in containers and kind of semi or completely bonsai them and keep them as small as you want to do. And that would be beautiful in a container. The other one to look at, I guess, would be what I do a lot of, and that's grow ginkgos in pots. They respond to being in a pot and kept small very, very well, and they have that beautiful lime green color also, and then yellow fall color.
Uh-huh. Is there a spreading low bushy type of, you know, tree that you can think of offhand that is, instead of vertical, is more horizontal?
Well, you could trim any of these things that we've been talking about into that kind of a shape. You just control it by cutting back to a bud that's pointing in the direction you want the growth to go. A small tree that I was looking at, I took a picture of yesterday. In fact, I may put it on Facebook or Facebook and Twitter here in a minute if I have time, because it was so pretty when I took the picture the other day. It's a viburnum. So some people would say it's a shrub instead of a tree, but it's called Walter's viburnum. It has a small leaf that's about the size of a Yaupon holly leaf, and right now it's covered in white flowers, and it's beautiful. And it could be it tends to grow more laterally, I'd say, than vertical, and it could be trimmed, you know, to have that character even more so. That'd be another one for you to look into.
Super. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later. And we've got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. One of the plants that we planted in Howard's garden yesterday, Howard and Judy's garden, is a lot of it because it's Judy's favorite plant, is dragon wing begonias. And I wanted to give you a little insight on that. We had a hard time finding them. One of the wholesale growing operations where I usually buy the dragon wings lost their first crop. And I think it happened during that huge freeze, you know, the 50-degree drop that we had. Somebody probably left something open, or the heater went out or something, and they lost the crop, so they had to start over. And then I checked with about four other growing operations, and I finally found one, and I bought fairly small plants to plant. But the thing I wanted to tell you is that they're going to be a little hard to find. The reason that you want to try to find them is that they're so great if you have a garden like mine that is real shady. It's one of the few plants that will bloom all season long, all summer long, in shade. Dragon wing begonias, and they come in red, pink, and I think even white. I haven't done the white ones, but if you were planning on doing that, or you are now because of that recommendation, you need to start looking around, because they are going to be a little harder to find this year than normal. Well, that's hour number one. We've got a couple more for you, and I've got some calls coming in. I'll go to the calls right away and then keep working in my stuff. I didn't get to everything I wanted to cover. But we'll do both, and we'll talk. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. And the website, dirtdoctor.com.